Austin. Startled by his dad's voice, Austin looked up quickly at his dad, who was standing with his arms folded on the railing.
Sir?
Was it a mistake to move out here? Somehow that wasn't the question Austin was expecting, but it also didn't surprise him.
I don't know. I like it here, and the girls do.
Drew would if he let himself. Why? With a sigh, Mr. Sparks shook his head as though to bring order to his thoughts.
I don't know. After you brought it up tonight, I noticed how grumpy the kids were. I thought I was the only one who didn't like the ranch much, but now I don't know.
Dad? Austin rose and went to stand beside his father. Don't take the attitudes of tonight as your guide. The kids were grumpy because they didn't get what they wanted. They wanted to eat at the main house, but instead we came back here. We can make this work, Dad, if we try.
I'm going to be working for Grandpa come Monday. He doesn't need two more full-time workers, and what I earn won't do more than pay for utilities and food. I don't know how we'll manage.
Oh, I'll find something, Austin reassured. Connor mentioned that there might be some other ranches or farms around where I can work part-time this summer. I just kind of wanted to spend this week getting used to the saddle again and making sure the younger ones were settled. Perhaps we can find something for Drew and the girls to do, too.
They're too young to have to work.
I wasn't thinking of working, except for chores for Grandma and Grandpa, at least not regularly. I was thinking more of some summer project or something like that. Just something to keep them busy until school starts.
He paused and wondered if his dad would mention anything about school, but he didn't. He simply nodded.
Talk to Mimi about the projects. Running his hand through his hair, Mr. Sparks yawned. She's always had ideas for more projects than she could do.
I'm beat. Maybe I should stay home tomorrow and get rested for the week.
No!
Mr. Sparks jarred from his listlessness, straightened, and turned to look at his son in astonishment.
What?
I mean, please don't stay home tomorrow, Dad. Can't we start out by going to church as a family? I know it's going to be hard without Mom, but it won't get any easier if you put it off. And what kind of example would it be to Drew?
Once started, Austin was finding it difficult to stop talking.
He's copying you, Dad. And he won't want to go either. Back in Arkansas, he was busy with baseball and didn't notice as much, but up here, he notices. And what about Grandma and Grandpa? Won't they be expecting you? Please go with us tomorrow, Dad.
For a moment, Mr. Sparks stared at his son. At last, he said somewhat slowly, I was talking about supper at the main house. I was planning to go to church in the morning, but I thought I might stay home the rest of the day. Maybe take a nap or something.
Suddenly, Austin felt a little foolish.
Sorry, he murmured, his eyes dropping. He felt a hand on his shoulder, and he looked up to meet his dad's eyes.
Austin, what you said is true. It is going to be hard going to church without Mom. She loved the little country church and the people there. And it's hard being back here knowing that she's not here. I feel like I've been living in a fog since she died, and I can't get out. I've dumped a lot on your shoulders that I should have carried, but I don't think I can take it back just yet. He looked up at the sky. I never thought it would be this hard.
That's okay, Dad. Austin found it difficult to talk. Just don't give up. We need you.
I won't. But keep praying, son.
I will.
I love you, Dad. I love you too, son.
Mr. Sparks squeezed Austin's shoulder and then turned back to rest his elbows on the railing.
You should probably get to bed.
All right. Good night, Dad.